Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So, in this coronavirus freakout, you know what one of the big casualties is besides your wallet? I love. No kidding. There's a CNN Clinton News Network story about these statewide bans on restaurants and bars is slowing down romance. And Portland considers sheltering in place rules because they are. There's a story about that on watchdog.com today. You know, it's more likely that if you're sheltering in place with your significant other, you're probably going to be doing what human beings do. And that's having a little more time to, doing what human beings do. And that's called have sex. I don't know. Is this good or bad? I don't know. Maybe one of the big ultimate outcomes of all of this is not just the incredible new problem that PERS is going to become for us taxpayers, and it is, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but really it's this. There's going to be a lot of things in American life that are going to be different now. Now, the kind of was at other times, you know, like 9/11 and other things, you know, obviously World War II, but you know, these American life changes and it reorients itself in many ways based on things that happen in American life. Okay, so let's assume that's true. What do you think, in your mind, what do you see happening in the future in America, in Oregon, as a result of coronavirus and this freakout and the damage that it's doing to our economy? Now, fortunately, I'm watching Stuart Vanney here on Fox Business, and you know, the Dow futures is only off 279 points right now. Okay, so China, the headline right now is that China is reporting no new virus cases. First of all, can you believe anything China says? Yeah, probably not. But I, you know, okay, is there a cure? Well, Dwight sent me a great email, and it's about something that was widely reported, at least on talk radio, yesterday. Is that a cure for coronavirus has actually been found, and it's 95% effective. And it's part of a peer-reviewed study. And apparently, you know, the powers that be are actually dealing with this in some way. But, Mike, I want to get back to my central point here. There are going to be changes as a result of what we're experiencing right now in a lot of ways. Supply chains are going to change. I think Americans' attitudes towards the Chinese as a government and the globalist vision, this really hurts the globalist vision, folks. I mean, it does. The idea that the Chinese would threaten a Chinese official would not only blame America for this, right? Claiming that American soldiers, you know, the president talked about that yesterday as he defended his comments, which, by the way, the press are calling racist, and there's a story about that. It's an AP story. It's in the Oregonian today. You can see it on watchdog.com. Here's the headline. Trump dubs COVID-19 Chinese virus despite hate crime risk. These people just cannot help themselves. The anti-Trump media, it's all hate crimes. Anyway, I mean, it's stunning. But the bottom line is things are going to be reoriented. Supply chain. We're not. I mean, the idea that China would threaten to withhold our base materials for our antibiotics, which 90% comes from China. Friends, I'm telling you, that's a game changer. And when most Americans, I mean, you think about it, if you just heard that right now, okay? I mean, if you heard it in previous days, that's fine. But what was your reaction when you heard it? I'll tell you what my reaction was. Well, that does it. You produce a bioweapon, apparently, and you release it to the world, and now you say you're going to hold that over our head and threaten us with your bioweapon and its impact on the world's economy and your economy itself. You're going to withhold keeping us whole? I mean, you want to talk about a suicide mission. I know the Japanese are big on suicide, folks, right, from World War II, but not the Chinese. I mean, how stupid can you be to threaten the world, to threaten your market, Chinese communist leaders, the market that is making you rich individually because you're communists? Because it is always about you, the elite, offering a few breadcrumbs to the poor. Sort of like the Democrats in America, and sort of like what Kate Brown is going to do. Well, folks, I'm telling you, it's coming. Mark my words, you heard it this day, on the 19th of March, 2020. And I'm not off base when I'm going to tell you next, because an Oregonian story today really kind of hints at it. Folks, what's going to come out of this in terms of the reorienting of Oregon and your life in Oregon is the call for a sales tax, an overt sales tax, changing Oregon's constitution. It's coming, folks. I'm telling you. It is coming. Now, the hint to this is in the Oregonian. Well, actually, it's in that and the Willamette Week story, both. You know, the governor's chief of staff, Nick Blosser, there was a meeting yesterday. I told you that it was going to happen. And it's the coronavirus task force. And he, by, because he's, everybody's got to practice social distancing now, right? So now you guys are practicing it with me right now, because I'm not in the studio. I'm in my remote studio on the farm, and you are listening on your radio. You are to be congratulated for practicing social distancing the right way. And you can call in and express your opinion with social distancing the right way. And it's easy. Just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. But Nick Blosser says, look, we got some problems coming here. We're going to have a little bit of economic downturn. It's going to be a, quote, sea change. That's the headline. The Oregonian story. A sea change. What is that sea change? Oh, I'll tell you what the sea change is. It's called unemployment. You know, the claims were so bad for unemployment insurance that it crashed the state's computer system. That made national news. In fact, it did it in several states. You want to talk about sea change? People who were paying taxes aren't paying taxes now. They're going to be using money. Now, you would think that the governor and the Democrats, and in fact, even Nick Blosser says to these coronavirus task force members of the Oregon legislature, says, you know, you better be careful how much money you're spending here. Well, do you think that's going to dissuade Kate and the regressive totalitarian Marxist from continuing to march headlong into their utopian lemmings falling off the cliff into the sea, drowning us in unsustainable spending, unsustainable government programs that not only take money out of your pocket, folks, and it's going to come, I'm telling you, it's going to come, the sales tax. We already have the sales tax. It's the business activity tax, which you're already paying. And you know it, because you've seen everything you buy go up, except fuel. That's, of course, because there's this, I mean, crude oil's up, you know, almost $2 today. It's up to $22. It's been a long time since I've ever thought that I would see $20 crude oil, let alone $22 crude oil. And so that's where we are. That's the Saudi Arabia-Russia price war going on. And their desire to break the back of fracking in America, which has hurt them a lot. At any rate, folks, sales tax is coming. Yeah, we already have the business sales tax. It's already raising everything that you buy and own, including all that toilet paper you're hoarding. By the way, a great tweet from Mike Peel. He's the president of Timber Unity. He's also the star of reality TV show Axemen. Well, Mike had a great picture that he sent out that is a load of log trucks. And it is another, and the caption was something along the lines of more toilet paper raw material that you're going to be able to have. Not just talking about it. What, by the way, what is this obsession with toilet paper? Huh? I mean, come on. I understand the obsession with buying disinfectant. I get that. But toilet paper? Have the paper mills shut down? No, they haven't. Now, if they did, that would be a problem. If Kate stupidly shut down all business in Oregon and demanded everyone just shelter in place again, how bad is it? We talked about this yesterday, right? Now, I know this is different. Coronavirus is different than the flu. I get it. But my point when releasing the CDC numbers to you yesterday is this. We are freaking out over something that may not even happen. In fact, that was a point that Amity Schles made last night. She's a great author, and thinker and researcher, PhD, on Laura Ingraham's show last night. Laura Ingraham asked, what if we're wrong? What if we're destroying our own economy by demanding that businesses shut down? What if we're destroying our own economy and it was all a false alarm? Yeah, duh. That was my point yesterday in pointing out that 22,000 Americans have already died of the regular flu, but that the incidence of flu across America and in Oregon specifically, there are less cases of flu last week than the week before and the week before that. Now, if the flu is diminishing, maybe we ought to have some hope that, and that's before all of this, these rules and regulations that Kate Brown, you know, copycat Kate, put in place, right? It's before all of those rules and regulations went into effect. The flu was already diminishing. Now, that ought to give us some assurance and some hope to stop freaking out and just believe that, you know what, this isn't as bad as everybody thinks it is. That's part of the sea change that the governor's office was warning. Now, there are other things that are going to change in American life and in Oregon life because of this thing. What do you think they might be? Would love to get your perspective on it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or send me an email to Jeff, 1220.am. It's 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So is the sales tax coming because the Democrats are going to be decrying they don't have enough money to meet the demands of coronavirus or all of the unemployed Oregonians that apparently crashed the system yesterday where you go online and you apply for unemployment insurance? Is that the excuse they're going to make? My prediction to you is it is. And they're also, including one state senator yesterday, just demanded that the president undo his tax cuts because we have to have more money and that big businesses are getting it, these evil big businesses. that have been screwing us over for years, you know, by their supply chains, getting us all that cheap stuff we love to buy at Walmart. Yeah, these evil big businesses, they're not paying their fair share, and we need to punish them. They've got a big tax break, and the rest of us, we're... Oh, yeah, I guess we got a tax break too, didn't we? Oh, that's right. Did you notice those tax tables adjusting? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... It's coming, folks. You know what? In all of this, you have to keep your perspective, right? 22,000 Americans already died of flu. There's less flu, according to the CDC, in the last few weeks than there was a month ago. What's that tell you? Well, we're getting to warmer weather. It's the end of the flu season. Yet we're freaking out and destroying our economy over this business of coronavirus. And yeah, we're doing more testing now, and yes, more people are going to have it. My prediction to you, it will be not even a fraction of the number of people that have already been killed by the flu. Yet we're destroying our economy. It's dumb beyond all measure. It's just dumb. And it's politicians who are being the dumbest of the dumb. But, you know, keeping your perspective, and I'll get to the phones in a moment here, but seriously, one of the things that you can do, again, is to make somebody feel special. And you can do that in a lot of ways. One of the most unique ways is to buy somebody a ride in a limousine. You know, I haven't ridden in limousines too many times in my life, but I think like 3 or 4 times. And it just feels so cool. It's so special. Why don't you check out Diamond Royalty Rides? They got a great website, diamondroyaltyrides.com, where they talk about what you get when you hire one of their affordable limousines. They're right here in Salem. You know what? If you have a special occasion coming out, people are freaked out. Why not hire a limousine? So far, Kate hasn't shut that down. What a great opportunity to... to get past this insanity and to focus on doing something special and making somebody feel special. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe it's a birthday. Check them out. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Friends, it is so important that you patronize right now every one of the great small businesses that advertise on this radio station, including Diamond Royalty Rides. I'm serious. It is so important. We're not going to let this freak out over coronavirus defeat us, are we? And that means some normalcy in your life. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Got a great email from Jim. He said, a great thing happened today, and it was completely unintentional. I forgot that gall darn dumb phone at home on the charger. And it felt pretty weird all day, not having it in the front pocket of my shorts. But it sure helped to cut back on the sensory overload. Call it technological distancing. You should try it. I don't know that I could. And he goes on to say, hey, great show today. Really like what Bruce had to say about our freedoms. Good news about the reduction in flu is awesome. And it's good to hear people are exercising their Second Amendment rights. I just hope that those new gun owners get proper training and don't go out and shoot somebody over a roll of toilet paper. Well said. And speaking of Bruce, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing this morning?
Ah, fantastic. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. My concern about this whole thing is the dangerous precedent it sets for every little emergency that comes along. They just shut things down. And what is disturbing me most is the fact that most people are just sitting there letting it happen, and they are not rising up and saying, this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, this is tyranny, this is what happens in a socialist country, not what should happen in America. And just the fact that, you know, our leaders come out and said, you must do this or we're gonna charge you with a Class C felony or Class C misdemeanor, for instance, on the bars and the restaurants, you know, because if they get that, they're going to lose their OLCC license and they can't serve alcohol. So they have to comply. Why, why don't we just have recommendations, keep us informed of what's going on, recommend to the public what they do, and then the public is smart enough to actually protect themselves. We don't need the government directing us on every little thing in our life. We've had enough of that. Enough is enough. It's time for Bruce Kuh. That's the slogan of our campaign.
Well done, Bruce. Well done. You got that in there. All right. Excellent points. Can't argue with that. So, you know, what's interesting is that what Bruce has just, and Bruce, I'll let you go. Getting close to the bottom of the hour break here, but great point. Who is it that is imposing these tyrannical conditions on all of us? Is it the President of the United States? No. They're making recommendations right along the line of what Bruce just talked about, believing that Americans are smart enough, based on their own self-preservation fears, to choose to social distance themselves. I mean, we're doing it anyway. Who is it that's imposing this tyrannical, communistic viewpoint about how we have to conduct ourselves? It's Democrats, folks. It's a party, an ideological political party. That's why I'm telling you, they are not going to let this crisis go to waste. It's a manufactured media crisis, folks. That's what it is. They're not going to let it go to waste. They are going to say we have to have more money. Finally, Oregonians, give in to the sales tax. They talk about it in one of the stories today. The hit we're going to have to our economy and tax revenues in Oregon. And that it ain't going to be enough. And guess what? Guess what is going to make it worse? Herbs. Talk about that. When we come back to listening to Political Coffee at 6:30 in the morning. Don't wait.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. Sorry about that. Great email from Corby. Says, morning, Jeff. I'm afraid that this will push us farther into socialism. What a great way to implement universal basic income and universal basic health care and every other crazy socialist utopian notion that has always failed everywhere it's ever been tried. What a great crisis not to let go to waste. And you know what? We just don't pay enough in taxes. Nope. We don't have a sales tax. We need that third leg of the stool. And all of that great tax cut that really produced the booming economy before the Chinese unleashed their bioweapon on us. Yeah, you know that tax cut? Uh-huh. We need to take it away. Not just the business tax cut, but we need to take away your personal tax cut because you're not paying enough. We got to have more for our socialist society. This government is the end all to be all. I'm going to go to Brian in a moment on the phones, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. But I got to say something, you know, Bruce hit it right on the head. One of the negative outcomes of this is that this becomes the government's response, and us as the sheeple allowing it to happen, that becomes the new normal. Government dictating every area of our life. I still remain, I don't think, in all sincerity, not being a lawyer, but I question the constitutionality of most of this. The loss of our liberty over this media manufactured crisis. And that's what it is, folks. You know, and Brian, just hang on, because I want to make this last point, then I'm going to go to you in just a second here. Folks, 99% of people with coronavirus recover. I realize that's four times greater than the regular flu. I get that. And I'm not saying that this isn't more potent. But do we have to destroy our economy and lose our freedoms because it's a little bit stronger than it was, or than what the flu is? Really? At what point, and Bruce is right on, what point do we stop and say, no more? This is too much. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Brian. Brian, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Jeff. The scripture, I think, about 365 times in various forms tells us to fear not. And when you have a population who's largely, I think, now disconnected from the scripture and from how food and different things are produced, you know, they, as long as they have their video games and their pizza and beer, life is good. You know, they don't think about anything. And so when you have the politicians and the media, the perfect orchestra, every channel you turn on, they got their panel experts. And you can call in with the questions. Every question a person asks, they say, well, that's a very good question. And so it's a perfect storm for them. And the people who are afraid, you know, they'll give up their freedom for a false sense of security.
And nothing is new with that, is it? I mean, this has been going on a long time. And Brian, why is that? Is that because it's human nature?
I think it's human nature. You know, freedom, liberty takes diligence. And sometimes we get lazy. Sometimes just too involved with the problems of life that we got to make a living and things that happen to people. And then you put the fox in charge of the hen house, guess what happens? You know, it's going to get plundered. So I think that's part of the reason we just get complacent when there's not a direct attack on us. And we know that there's people that desire power and desire, whose greed wants that power to increase their wealth at other people's expense. And it's going to go on as long as until the Messiah returns. But it just seems like people nowadays are more prone to panic. They hadn't gone through the Great Depression and World War II or previously World War I and all these great hardships last couple of generations before me went through. So life has been pretty easy. It's been real easy for us.
It has. You know, I cannot disagree with that. And it is one of my great concerns is that, you know, trial by fire in life, you know, gold is refined in fire, right?
Yes.
Steel is refined in fire. And so our character is refined by the trials of our life and the difficulties that we all are going to encounter in some form in our lives. But, you know, these life-changing events fortunately don't happen very often. But the Great Depression was one of them. And it formed people's reactions to it for generations beyond that. But now we have generations of kids who do not know what it's like to go through hardship. And I don't think they have the character. And that's one of the things that worries me. Is that they don't have the character to respond to it the correct way.
Yeah, it seems to be they flip out like because it's almost an assumption they have the right to have everything go good.
You're right. Brian, thanks for a great call. I appreciate that because I think that leads me to another great email. It's by Avis. And here's what she said. You're talking about bags from stores, and any bag that the clerk hands you probably slides across their countertops. Then often bags go into a cart, and so bag bottoms and sides, whether they're new, cloth, paper, all can come into contact with the virus, and it ought to concern us. Plus, if somebody's really scared, purchased products were handled anyway. Today, she said, I had my doorbell ring. I opened the door, and two Hispanic young ladies said they were neighbors, and they were asking if they needed, if I needed toilet paper or any supplies. I thanked them and said, no, I'm okay. And then I suggested they come to the neighborhood association meeting. I got the deer in the headlights look. I told them the sign is up and nearly in front of their house where they lived. And she says, anyone who comes to my door thinking the no solicitation sign does not mean them, I ask, are you a registered voter? When they say no, I say, well, I guess we don't have anything to talk about at this time. Now, what I think is important about this email is a couple of things. First of all, two young Hispanic ladies knocked on the door and cared enough to ask, hey, do you need anything? We've got some toilet paper for you. And again, I don't know what the toilet paper thing represents. It's just insane to me. Why not say, you know, do you need disinfectant? Do you need vitamins? Do you need, I don't know. Anyway, but the other thing is that the deer in the headlights look. Now, in terms of coming to the association meeting, if you care about your life and your neighbors, you ought to be doing that. But that's one of the positives that's going to come out of this. Yes, one of the negatives are, I believe, that the Democrats are not going to let this crisis go to waste, and they're going to try to raise taxes. They're going to try to roll back tax breaks, everything to give government more money and more power. It's not just your wallet that's in jeopardy here, friends. It's your freedom, your liberty. But one of the positive things out of this that I hope will be long-lasting is that a young generation of snowflakes, as we call them, people that we just talked about that haven't gone through trial by fire, haven't really have any idea what really hard times are like, those people now are going to experience and have a choice to make. They're going to experience it. Do we freak out and melt down in the corner? Or do we stand up and say, no, we're not going to let you take our liberty. We're not going to let you overtax us. You need to cut your spending, state of Oregon, your new hiring programs, your new spending, your new projects. That's what we need to be saying. And the other thing we need to be doing truly is praying, and praying a lot. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning. I was informed about Andrew Jackson by Dinesh D'Souza's movie when he it was about Hillary Clinton's America. That's the movie it was. Yep. And so Andrew Jackson was the founder of the Democrat Party, and he wanted the Cherokee land, and so the Supreme Court told him he couldn't take them. But eventually he went and paid one of the chiefs a whole bunch of money, and the chief looked the other direction while he went and took them, and we call it the Trail of Tears, and they were marched in the middle of winter over to Oklahoma. And there's a lot of betrayal that goes on among people when there's desire for money. And a lot of times it's not a big philosophical thing that happens. It's pure greed.
You're right about that, Rebecca. Thank you. It's a great point. That's why people are buying guns, because of that. Back in a moment, 6:48. Away. Yeah. No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We'll go back to the phones in just a moment. 10 minutes till the top of the hour, friends. Look, you know, I am quite serious when I say that I am really worried about, well, really kind of the same thing that you all are. Where is all of this going? The stock market's taken a 30% haircut. Okay. That's going to impact PERS. There's a couple of stories about that today, both they're Oregonian and Willamette Week stories, and you can see them on OregonWatchdog.com. But my point to you is that we're going to feel the pinch of that 3 or 4 years down the road. Not right away, but we will 3 or 4 years down the road. And it's going to dramatically impact, again, our local governments, our school districts, your city council, City of Salem, Marion County. They're all going to be impacted by this because the cost of PERS will dramatically climb. And it is not likely that the great stock market gains that we have enjoyed since Trump was elected, which, by the way, have all been wiped out now, that it's not likely that they're going to be regained in that short period of time again. Enough that it won't demand even higher rates. Now, with the utopian socialists, the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run Oregon, Queen Kate, Tina and Peter, all driven by the unions, there's never enough money for these people to satisfy their utopian vision. They will demand more money from us. They will continue to raise our fees. And this is even without cap and tax, and it's even without a sales tax. All of that's coming because they have to keep feeding the beast. They have to keep growing government and making it bigger to mask the problem that PERS is, and the worst problem that PERS is going to become. Now, how do we deal with that? Well, one of the ways we deal with it is that we continue to patronize some of the great advertisers on this radio station and this show. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Now, I'm quite serious now. If you've been thinking about doing some remodeling in your home, you ought to check him out. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Check out the testimonials. That'll give you confidence that he's someone you can do business with, he and his team. RighteousRenovations.com. We need to patronize, and I mean this, patronize as many of these advertisers as you possibly can, because it is not going to be easy on them. This media-induced crisis about coronavirus, and that's what it is, folks. We cannot let it destroy our economy and our liberty. Now, somebody else... if you go into a state building and you see a vending machine, why don't you buy something out of that? Because you support our next caller, Art. How are you, brother?
Boy, let me tell you, Jeff, sales are way, way down. this is definitely going to be interesting, no doubt about it. I hope we start getting a sack about this thing. I mean, you know, what is true and what is not true. And we know China lied to us. We don't know how many people died of this stuff, and now we're finding out, you know, that it is affecting younger people. In fact, I heard this morning that 36% of the people that have got infected with this crazy stuff is younger people. And so I hope we can cut through the fake news and we start getting true facts, true information, so we can address this issue in the appropriate way. I don't have any answers, but I'm going to pray that that happens and that find out all the facts so we can overcome this crazy thing that, unfortunately, because we let a lot of the people from China come in here, has infected our country. I mean, that is a fact. You know, I was talking to my son, who knows somebody that worked at the hospital here in Salem, and, you know, I don't think they're even giving us true numbers because they really don't know these numbers yet. Because of the
you're right, they don't.
So,
you're right, Art. They don't know what the true numbers are.
Yeah, we got to get the facts and we got to address it like we've addressed every other thing that has come to this country. But we do got to put our faith in God and hold these people accountable and make sure that they are telling us everything, Jeff.
You can't trust non-transparent Kate Brown to do that. Her history is just the opposite.
And she has bungled this thing, and it's so bad. About the 1918 thing, but actually, you know, I can't remember exactly how many times it came back, but every time it came back, it was stronger and more, you know, more people died from it. And so pray that the people and get to the bottom of this, and hopefully we can find a cure or a way to slow it down, et cetera, et cetera. But
hopefully we can. Art, thanks so much. Got to let you go.
Have a great day, Jeff.
I agree. We need to pray, folks. We need to pray. I don't trust government sometimes. I don't. And I don't trust Kate. I know her. But we need to pray. There's no question about it. And be smart. Again, I'm not freaking out. I'm not afraid. And you shouldn't be either. You know, one of the things you can do, by the way, to protect your family from this is talk to the folks at Freedom Heating and Air. You know, they have some great UV antivirus systems that they can install in your current system. Or they can put a new system in if you need a new system anyway. I mean, this stuff kills viruses. In my former home, I had one of these systems. I loved it, and it worked. So why don't you check out the folks at Freedom Heating and Air, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website. They can help you fix this, make you feel more secure at home, freedomheatingandair.net. Friends, the bottom line is this. They're going to come after, at least in Oregon anyway, but probably some other liberal states. They're going to come after your wallet. They want more money from you to deal with this crisis. Now, I don't necessarily agree with everything that's being proposed at the presidential level, even, to be honest with you. And as we learn more about that, I will probably give you my opinions and criticize it because I don't like it. I don't like where we're headed with some of this stuff. I think there are better ideas that could work. But we do have to calm people down and give them a sense of, well, a sense of confidence that government can help. But really, it's up to us. That's why you need to sincerely patronize our advertisers. We got to help each other, friends. All right. Be blessed. Get out there. Make it a great day. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. Talk to you then.